Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
This episode may cover sensitive topics like sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, depression, and suicide, which could be triggering. While we recognize the challenges this content may pose, we advise you to prioritize your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories Podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised. Happy Halloween to all you guys. It is the time of the year when most of us get to watch or listen to horror films, shows, and podcasts. Indeed, there is a lot of content out there to consume, and chances are you have probably stumbled upon this podcast because it's Halloween season. Let us tell you a horrific crime that happened in 2018. Some would say this is a lesser-known story, but to us, this case is by far one of the most gruesome stories that this show has covered.
In March 2018, residents of Barangay Holy Spirit, Quezon City, informed authorities after witnessing 43-year-old Orlando Estrera soaked in blood, throwing mutilated body parts out of their house. Once the police arrived, they discovered that the victim was the suspect's wife, 46-year-old Heidi Estrera. Orlando Estrera was promptly detained at the Quezon City Jail, and what he told the authorities would probably not make you sleep at night.
It involves murder, mutilation, and cannibalism. And you know what's the worst part? The horrific nature of this case truly happened in real life. You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the third episode of Season 4. Many thanks to some good friends of the show, Bambi and Kez, for suggesting this episode for our annual Halloween special. As for the rest of our listeners, please feel free to send us a DM on Instagram if you have any case suggestions.
Natagpuan ng mga kapitbahay at kawanin ng barangay ang chinap-chap na katawan ni Heidi sa labas ng bahay nito sa Republic Avenue, Barangay Holy Spirit, Quezon City.
Nung dumating ako, nagwawalis pa siya. Yung normal lang po. Walis lang siya, tapos sabi niya, ganyan ang gawin niyo sa asawa niyo.
Buhay o patay? Parang patay rin naman yung buhay namin.
Isa umano sa kinagagalit ng suspect ay hindi sila magkaanak ng misis.
Tanggap ko naman sana kung mayroon akong mapala. Eh wala na nga akong napala, ako pa yung sisihin.
Magpapagamot na nga sana ito nung sakit niya sa tiyan, itong biktima. Hinarang itong lalaki. Pag nagkakainom na, yun na nga.
Orlando Estrera and Heidi Estrera have been married for 16 years with no children. Both worked for a Catholic school, where Heidi was the head of maintenance while Orlando was a construction worker. According to Orlando, he was unhappy with their marriage and claimed that she was Satan. But this was debunked by Heidi's cousin, who described Heidi as someone who was always happy, kind, and thoughtful. Relatives of the victim also told the media that they were shocked about what happened, but also said that Heidi and Orlando were already having marital problems and claimed that the suspect used to beat up his wife whenever he was drunk. However, they still could not imagine how Orlando could have committed the horrific slaying of his wife since both looked joyful during a recent vacation. With regards to the physical abuse, reporters uncovered that Heidi has also repeatedly reported her husband of physical abuse to barangay officials, but somehow they managed to patch things up till Orlando Estrella escalated into such horrific acts.
According to reports from the Batasan Police Station, barangay and police officials uncovered a 13-inch knife with traces of blood on its handle, and a blood-stained hammer that was found under Heidi Estrella's body. Orlando Estrella showed no remorse and told the media that he did not regret killing his wife, because she was the devil and could have been bearing the child of Satan. But autopsy reports concluded that the victim wasn't pregnant. As per the suspect's detailed testimony, while Heidi was lying down, Orlando trampled on her neck and then used a knife to cut her womb open to check if she was bearing the child of Satan. He cut her limb, skinned her face, gouged out her eyes, and most horrifying of all, bashed her head with a hammer and ate a portion of her brain. In an interview with Bitag Crime Desk, this is what Orlando Estrella felt after devouring his wife's brain.
Nung nasipsip ko yung kanyang utak na mo, naramdaman ko talaga na walang kasing sarap, parang nakalunok ka ng kulay dilaw ng itlog. Parang nalinis ang buong yung lalamunan ko pag ganyan ko. Parang ganun ba ang ginawa ko? Ang sarap talaga sa aking panglasa.
During the show, the suspect also claimed that something from his dreams urged him to commit the horrific crime. Once he woke up, he looked at his wife and she became a goat in his eyes. That is why, after he skinned off his wife, he confirmed to himself that she was an animal.
Aside from the horrific acts that Orlando Estrella told the media, various reporters noticed that he had bruises on his face. Authorities told reporters that Estrella suffered bruises on his face after poking the nose of a fellow detainee that retaliated by throwing punches. In addition, Estrella was not on any barangay watch list for the use of illegal substances, but he claimed that he used drugs in 2002. The Quezon City Police District at the time announced that Orlando Estrella would undergo a psychological and psychiatric examination. However, no follow-up reports were made regarding this subject. Instead, the prosecution appeared to be firmly determined on charging the suspect for the horrific act he committed to his wife.
Orlando Estrella was charged with parricide for the gruesome killing of his wife, Heidi. In Philippine laws, any person who kills his father, mother, or child, whether legitimate or illegitimate, or any of his ascendants, descendants, or spouse shall be guilty of parricide and shall be punished by the penalty of lifetime imprisonment.
If you have reached this point, then you're probably much braver than us. Covering this episode is one of the hardest feelings ever, despite being true crime content creators. Not for the faint of heart, as others say. Anyway, since it's trick-or-treat season, we hope that you could send us a treat on GCash to help support this show moving forward. You may visit the pinned post on our Instagram profile at phmurderstories for further details.
Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.